And it's the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person in the conditioned stage of material existence is in an atmosphere of helplessness, but the conditioned soul, under the influence of Maya, or the external energy, thinks that he is completely protected by his country, society, friendship and love, not knowing that at the time of death, none of these can save him. The laws of material nature are so strong that none of our material possessions can save us from the cruel hands of death. In the Bhagavad Gita 13.9 it is stated, Janma Mrityu Jaravyadi Dukha Doshanu Darshanam. One who is actually advancing must always consider the four principles of miserable life, namely birth, death, old age, and disease. One cannot be saved from all these miseries unless he takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore the only shelter for all conditioned souls. An intelligent person, therefore, does not put his faith in any material possessions, but completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a person is called akinchana, or one who does not possess anything in this material world. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also known as akinchana gochara, for he can be achieved by a person who does not put his faith in material possessions. Therefore, for the fully surrendered soul, who has no material possessions on which to depend, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the only shelter. Everyone depends upon dharma, religiosity, artha, economic development, karma, sense gratification, and ultimately moksha, salvation. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, due to his magnanimous character, can give more than salvation. Therefore, in this verse, the words hinartadika sadakam indicate that although by material estimation salvation is of a quality superior to the inferior interests of religiosity, economic development and sense gratification, above salvation there is the position of devotional service and transcendental love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the bestower of this great benediction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumarto Mahan. Love of Godhead is the ultimate benediction for all human beings. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, therefore first offers his respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before describing his magnanimity in bestowing love of Godhead. Agatyeka gatim nakva hinartadikasadikam Sri Chaitanyam likyate sya prema bhakti vidanyata. Let me first offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the ultimate goal of life for one bereft of all possessions in this material world, and is the only meaning for one advancing in spiritual life. Thus, let me write about his magnanimous contribution of devotional service in love of God. Sam Rupika Dharma and Dadati Sattam to come. Panchakalpacharubhyas Chai Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha. Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasani Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the beginning of the seventh chapter of Chaitanya, of the Adi Leela, of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's a particularly important chapter. In this chapter we find Srila Prabhupada's most extensive commentaries generally in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are many important points which come out. And this point here, right at the beginning, is a very essential point, that we should offer our obeisances. And not just offer our obeisances, but we should take shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his lotus feet. Because he is the main goal in life, the only really worthwhile goal in life, certainly the ultimate goal of life, for someone who is bereft of material possessions. And he's the only meaning for one who's trying to advance spiritually. So of course some people may say that he, Lord Chaitanya, he may be very valuable for people who don't have any possessions, people who are very poverty stricken and so on like that. But so many people may say that I'm not one of those people then. I have my material possessions and I'm happy enough or something like that with my situation in material existence, my place of residence, my family, my job, my car, my different possessions, all the paraphernalia of day-to-day material existence. So some people may say that I am not a kinchana. A kinchana, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the 5th, means one who is bereft of material possessions. And people may say, so many people may say that I'm not one of those people who's bereft of material possessions. Therefore, I have no need for the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I don't need to take that shelter, but rather I'll be fine just continuing on pursuing my existing course in material existence. But actually the fact is, and Srila Prabhupada makes mention in the purport, that really everybody is in this situation of being bereft, ultimately at least. Even if now they are surrounded by different material paraphernalias and they're striving for more, but in the ultimate sense they are not really the possessors of these things. Rather, those things are on loan temporarily. Temporarily on loan, and as with anything which is on loan, the actual proprietor can take it back at any time, and many times the proprietor does that. And one may protest, but it does not help. So in material existence, all these things we have, they're all just on loan to us. Krishna's described, Krishna's known as Bhagavan, one who possesses all opulences in full. So that same person who's thinking, I have so many material things which belong to me and therefore I'm fine, that same person may say, how can he be Bhagavan? How can he be the possessor of all opulences? Because I have some opulences. Even I may not have so much, but I have some. And those are mine. So how can Krishna be Bhagavan, possessor of all opulences? But still, the fact is that Krishna is Bhagavan. So what is the situation with our opulences then? They're simply on loan from Krishna. And in due course, he will take them back. The latest, of course, will be at the time of death. But even effectively, as people become old, then they become less and less able to utilize their material facilities for sense gratification. And even they may be surrounded in some cases by extreme opulence by our standards, but still their life is simply a struggle, struggling with their health and struggling to walk, struggling even to think properly. So even though on a certain level they may be still possessing, or those different opulences may be available to them, but still they cannot really do much with them. Even some younger person, like the very, very wealthy people like Mr. Bill Gates, who has something, I don't know, $50 billion or something. But how can you spend $50 billion? Unless you buy a small country or something like that. But who would really want to do that? But, you know, motor cars. How many motor cars can you own? How many houses? How many clothes? And so on and so forth. How much can you eat? Yes. So, the whole situation of the living entities in this material world and this whole concept of pursuing different material facilities and different material possessions, this whole thing is quite illusory. Quite illusory. Some money comes our way and then it's taken later. Ultimately, at the time of death, Bill Gates, when he is born in his next life, whatever that may be, he will not have any of that money. He'll not have any of that money. He'll be, again, clearly without anything. So even now it appears he's so wealthy, but really he's not so wealthy. And even people who are apparently wealthy, but they may not be able to utilize their wealth. And so it becomes relatively meaningless. At least it's not nearly as substantial a situation as they think. But then so you may get money, you may not get money. You may get a lot, you may get a medium amount, or you may struggle to survive. You may have a comfortable living situation, an opulent one, or you may live in very poor circumstances, that, who knows? People's situations change in many, many cases from one extreme to another. But here Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhagavad Gita. Janma mrityu chara vyadhi dukha doshanu darshana. That in this material world there are certain factors which are built in and which are inevitable. Birth, death, old age and disease particularly. And they're not optional. It is not a question. There's no question of will I become wealthy or how wealthy or not wealthy or will I lose or anything like this. But birth, death, old age and disease are true inevitabilities of life in this world. Therefore, Lord Krishna, well, this statement in this verse from, what is it, 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it can be taken that dukha doshanu darshanam, that in this material world people are trying to have darshan. They're trying to see and experience so many things, particularly happiness and nice material situations. They want those types of darshans. But actually what they get more substantially is the darshans of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. These are the real darshans which they get. Other darshans of nice situations, nice friends, who knows? These things come and go. Your friend becomes your enemy. But these other darshans, they won't change. They'll always be there. And then Srila Prabhupada explains this, these lines from this Bhagavad Gita verse also here, that an intelligent person, a person who's really intelligent, will always keep in mind, keep his eyes upon these things. He'll always remember Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. This is really the situation in the material world. The propensity is there, certainly for the conditioned souls, that they go through some difficulty and then they may become very religious or something like this, and they're in great anxiety. But then the danger passes and they forget about that danger. And they just start thinking that material life is simply full of opportunities for enjoyment. Even it happens sometimes with devotees. Even though devotees are much better educated in these things. But sometimes the devotees experiencing happiness in devotional service and becoming absorbed in that experience of happiness, they may lose sight of the negative aspects of material existence, and they may make the mistake of identifying that this experience of happiness which I'm having is coming, at least to some extent, from material existence. In this way they may start losing the more pessimistic perspective on material existence and may start developing a more optimistic perspective, that maybe if I do it like this, that before I wasn't successful materially, therefore I took up Krishna consciousness, and but now I can see how I could have been successful. Where I failed in my material existence, now I can see how I could have done it and made a success of it, so let me go back and give it a try. So this is all the trick of Maya. Maya has her covering potency and her throwing potency. First of all, she covers our knowledge with some ignorant conceptions, foolish, unreal conceptions. And when we're busy pursuing those, covered over and thinking that they're very nice, our real intelligence covered, then after a little while, suddenly she picks us up and throws us down. But the fool does not understand that the whole process in that covered condition, it cannot be separated from being thrown down and suffering in material life. So therefore I have to get out of the whole process of material existence and not simply become expert at avoiding the problems, but get out of the whole realm of material existence. So Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshana Darshanam, Lord Krishna says, an intelligent person will always keep his or her eyes on these facts, that material life means this, and therefore there is no question of pursuing material existence, but rather I must keep completely focused in Krishna consciousness. So this is not like some type of defeatism or fatalism or just pessimism in the negative sense, but this perception and understanding becomes a negative impetus for Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada explains elsewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there are two types of impetuses which impel us or give us some, stimulate us towards Krishna consciousness or to go more deeply into it. So one of them, of course, is the positive, those positive things. How nice is Krishna? How nice is devotional service? How nice the association of devotees is? See, these are all positive types of impetuses which inspire us and encourage us to take to Krishna consciousness or to progress and get more deeply into Krishna consciousness. But then there's also the negative impetuses, that material existence is so bad that if I continue in material existence, if I keep entertaining material existence, it is just not an option. It is not an option at all. But rather it would truly be foolishness on my part. So like this. This is a type of negative impetus. And the idea that we should always keep our minds, our eyes on these things does not negate the idea that we should always think of Krishna. But rather it's a concomitant factor, a part of the whole thing which is being Krishna conscious. Without it, if one is simply trying to pursue the positive, then one will end up being a sahajya and remain materially attached and introduce one's material conceptions into one's Krishna consciousness, and then everything becomes polluted. So this is one very important point here, that for people who are like this, well then, let us say that Prabhupada goes on then to mention, to refer to the second line of the verse, Hinar Tardika Sadhikam, that There are different arthas, different desirable things. And generally they're said to be four. Prabhupada mentions here dana, artha, karma, and moksha. Material, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and ultimately salvation. And generally people, at least some people, think that understanding that material existence is no good, then they become attracted towards salvation, meaning impersonal liberation, to get out of material existence and merge in the existence of the Lord. But their Krishna consciousness, hinarta dika sadhanam, that Krishna consciousness gives an even higher achievement than salvation. As Lord Chaitanya said, prema kumarto maham. That actually Krishna prema, pure love for Krishna, pure Krishna consciousness, is the supreme artha, or desirable thing, useful thing, a thing which is worth achieving. Yes, prema pumarto maham. So, in the verse, the author, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, says that in both these cases, people who are bereft of all material possessions, which, as we said, ultimately it means everybody. For them, the ultimate goal of life, it can only be Lord Chaitanya. And then for those who are trying to advance in spiritual life, which may include even the impersonalists, for them also, there's no meaning to their attempt to advance spiritually without Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if they realize the impersonal Brahman, that sooner or later they'll fall down again. So it's not really a worthwhile achievement. So one way or another, we should take shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So another person may, even a devotee to some degree, may argue that why just Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why should he be the only God? Why should he be the ultimate God? Or the only meaning? There's so many other forms of the Lord. Vishnu Tattva, there are millions, unlimited number of forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they're all the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why should we say that it must be Lord Chaitanya? It has to be him. Without him, then it's not going to really work. Well, that is because this is Kali Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, the process of devotional service, the only process which will work in Kali Yuga, is the process given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the process of chanting the holy names, Sankirtan Yajna. That's the only process which will work. That is the process given by Lord Chaitanya. That is the process demonstrated by Lord Chaitanya. And for anyone to become successful in it, and in that way achieve the goal of life, then they have to do it under the shelter of Lord Chaitanya himself, specifically. That is his business. When the Lord appears to give devotional service in that way, he appears as Lord Chaitanya. So like this, we can appreciate the wisdom of this verse, that really, for any intelligent person, intelligent in that they can understand that there's no shelter for me in material existence, intelligent in that they understand that in spiritual pursuit there's no goal which is really worthy other than Krishna prema. For these intelligent people, they have to take shelter of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this chapter there's going to be discussion of certain examples of people who were like that, and they did that, and in that way became successful. Saraswati. Prakashananda Saraswati was in this group pursuing impersonal realization. He was a big impersonalist. But then he contacted Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya's process, and then he came to a much higher level and attained love of God. So any intelligent person should do that. Take shelter of Lord Chaitanya, follow the process of devotional service as he's given it, and then they can become successful in their lives. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? It's done under the shelter of Lord Chaitanya through, as part of the process of devotional services given by him, then it can be successful. But if it's done actually independently, without concern for Lord Chaitanya, and without practicing devotional service as he's given it, then, well, one will not be able to become successful in this lifetime. Maybe one, if one was sincere, one would be able to get the opportunity in the next lifetime to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. But otherwise it may end up being like sentimental and insubstantial in its sentimentalness. Yeah. And not be effective in really cleansing the heart and helping one to progress. You know, just like there's so many Christians who say, yes, 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 Jesus, and so on, but they remain materially attached in so many ways. So also within the sphere of Hinduism, at least, or even in the very broad sense, Vaishnavism, you get people like that too. They remain materially attached, even though they also have some attachment to some particular deity. So in this Kali Yuga, there's no alternative than to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada ki.